Around about this time every week, we speak to a very interesting guy. His name is Tumo Bopape. He's a guide at the most wonderful, wonderful conceptual art history installation. It's at Maropeng, which is the cradle of humankind. And it's called the Long March to Freedom. It's actually a project that was taken on by Dalí Tambo. There's a whole long story behind that. But it's all the leaders, because democracy wasn't brought by one man.
Absolutely true.
And I think it's also very important to acknowledge that there was also a referendum. Right? Did you vote in the referendum, sir? Were you here? There was a referendum. You know what? This is a much longer conversation about the referendum. However, we speak to Tumo Bopape every week, and we look at one of the characters through our collective history who has got us to a democratic South Africa. Like all democracies, we have our challenges. But I'd rather live in a democracy than live in a time where it's not a democracy. Right? 100%. Okay, so let's speak to Tumo. Good afternoon, Tumo. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
And,
Tumo, we
want to... Good afternoon to everybody.
Oh, thank you so much. Tumo, we want to speak to you about King Hintsa this week. Who was King Hintsa? Who was he the king of? And when did he live?
Let me start by saying, just quoting King Hintsa, he was always saying, I love my cattle, and my people love me because I love my cattle, and therefore I urge you to love your cattle. While you respect the rich, never, never despise the poor. And these are the words of King Hintsa, paramount chief of Amagaleka and king of Amaxhosa.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he was the king of Amaxhosa, and he was born in 1789 and he died in 1835. We celebrate him at the Long March to Freedom because he came into power to rule over the Amaxhosa people in a time where the European frontier farmers and settlers seized large portions of land and cattle from his kingdom. And this was also a time when missionaries were challenging traditional Xhosa beliefs and practices, and this, it weakened the traditional leadership. And in context of all these invasions and seizures of land and cattles and so on, he was then able to rally Amaxhosa behind his cause under one common cause of the Xhosa people. Unfortunately, something happened in 1834. A war broke, which is known as the Sixth Frontier War of Resistance. And the reason of that war is that he was deliberately targeted by British forces. They had intent on making deeper excursions into Xhosa territory. And thus they accused him of complicity in the war of harboring cattle stolen from frontier settlers. And so in 1835, now the British entered Xhosa territory. They started burning homesteads and taking cattle. And Hintsa was lured into a camp. He was invited to a meeting, and they told him that, look, come to a meeting in one of our camps. We want to negotiate for peace purposes and so on. But when he went there, he was ambushed, and he found himself hostage. And he tried escaping, and unfortunately, he was pulled off his horse, and he was brutally killed. And Kathy, I tell you, he was mutilated. Unfortunately for King Hintsa, one account tells us that his ears and genitals were cut off, his head was chopped off and taken to Britain as a trophy.
Oh,
so these are some of the hostilities that our fallen heroes and heroines went.
Barbaric. Absolutely barbaric. Yeah,
absolutely barbaric. And it is said that, you know, up to this day, the Xhosa people are still aggrieved by this incident, and it may as well, you know, cause future conflicts, which we hope not. you know.
Right.
You said something about, you know, you are better off to live in a democracy. Me too.
Yeah,
this was
100%.
It was a hard time, and it's a time that nobody surely wants to go back to. So just to highlight a bit on the artists.
Okay, so Tumo, I'm sorry, my friend, but we're actually out of time. Okay. We're going to have to get there to come and learn about the artwork and about the artist. And, you know, maybe that's the pull also. Tumo Bopape, thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you again next week and learning more about our collective history.